Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the second installment of The Menu. I'm your host, Brian Wilkins. I got my brother Biggs with me in the house.
Yes, you know, what's up,
You know, to get on tonight's topic, I want to give a shout-out to Brother Haquan, who couldn't be here, Brother L, who was definitely in the mix last week. He couldn't be here tonight. Got family business. So, I guess ain't nothing too about the door, brother. You know, how you doing?
I'm chilling, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm good. I just like I said, man, I gotta get in with this topic. I'm gonna give a shout out to Sakina Williams Rowe, who hit me up a while ago with the idea for this topic. So, I definitely want to get a shout out to her and just kind of get into business, man. Like, baby mama drama.
Yeah, yeah. A whole lot of that going around.
what's your take on it, man? Because I got something to say, but, you know, what's your take on it, man?
Well, I'm usually a positive dude, man, but I have nothing positive to say about baby mama drama, man. There's too many of my brothers, my good brothers, who take care of their kids, who are in their kids' life, who just want to be there for the kids, who just, you know, just want to be good dudes, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, want to change the world, you know what I'm saying? We need good dudes out there to take care of their kids so there won't be so many lost souls out there now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just not understanding how these women be acting the way they act, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the man wants to be in the child's life, let them be in their child's life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or why does it have to be a tug of war for this? You know what I'm saying? When 9 out of 10 times, most of the time, the women either tried to trap the man into this or whatever. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? What is this about? You know what I'm saying? It seems to me like it's just about a check. You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, you know what I'm saying? It's just these kids out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just about a check.
Yeah, I gotta, to a strong degree, I gotta agree, man. I mean, really need some ladies to call in and you know, kind of back yourselves up on this one because I know it's not all
Please give me some positive insight on this, please. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know not every dude is a good dude. I have just as many dudes out there that ain't taking care of their responsibilities. But believe it or not, there's a whole lot out there that are or that want to, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like you got to be a strong type of dude, you know what I'm saying? Like I, back in the days, I used to, before I had children, before I had my own baby mama drama, I used to look at dudes and be like, how could he walk away from his family? Like, how could he walk away from his kids? But you know what? To this day, now this day, I understand. Because if you're not a strong-willed person, you know what I'm saying, that might be what you might have to do. Because, you know what I'm saying, you want the kid to have some sort of life, you know what I'm saying, because some women just like to take dudes over the edge, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make any sense. Like, I have to do this just to be in my child's life. I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I know you understand what I'm talking about. I know there's a lot of guys out there that understand what I'm talking about. So the guys got to chime in as well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that baby mama drama can get serious. I noticed that one of the things that kind of gets me about it is the fact that when, you know, all right, there's kids and you have a kid, you know, two parties decide to go their separate ways because, you know, they're not feeling each other no more. All right, fine. you know, it is what it is. But, yo, you got to think about the kid. And, you know, some people do, and, you know, some people don't. I mean, you got some men, like you said, that stick around, but sometimes they can't deal with the end result of moving on. Because I think that's where, you know, there's a gap in the communication. Because, you know, sometimes women want to throw out these tests. Dudes do it too. They want to throw out these tests to see, like, oh, I want to see if he really loves me. Oh, I want to see if he's going to come back, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, when he don't come back, it's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, well, I didn't think he was going to break up for real. Like, oh, word? Like, oh, it's like that. Like, oh, okay. All right, I got your number. And next thing you know, somebody's knocking at the door, beefing. Oh, who you with now? What you doing? Blah, blah, blah. No, you can't see your kid. And I'm like, yo, why do you got to drag the kid in it? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's not all women, but there's a lot of women out there that's capitalizing off, you know, the drama and the 17% that comes along, you know, with that child support, man. And I have a serious...
18 to 21 years?
Yeah.
18 to 21-year check.
So listen, sometimes if they're in school, it's longer than that. And the thing is, a lot of women out there seem to think that the men out there don't want to pay. Nah, I think there's dudes out there that want to pay and that want to do the right thing. But, you know, the system will rape you. The system will rape you, and then you got the system that, you know what I'm saying, that'll help women who are not, I would have to say, I won't say sound-minded, but women who are not willing to really compromise or really, mm-hmm. or really come to some type of rational agreement and just give them a blank check and boom, let them do what they got to do. And it's crazy. Like I said, man, listen, if you cats ain't together no more, you know, remember, think about the kids, man. Keep it cordial for the kids, but a lot of them, some of them don't.
That's what you can. And most dudes I know that really want to be there for their kids, they're the ones who are trying to keep it cordial. But, you know what I'm saying, it's like as soon as that breakup hits or whatever, or the negative stuff comes into the relationship and we decide we don't want to be together no more, that's when the pawn comes in. You know what I'm saying? That's when the kid is the pawn. That's when the kid is like, oh, now let me wave this over your head. I know you love the kid. I know the kid loves you. Now you start talking negative to the kid about daddy. Daddy don't want to come. Daddy don't want to be here. Daddy don't want to be bothered with you. Daddy don't want to take care of you. Daddy want to be with the next woman. Nah, daddy wouldn't have came this far with you if he really didn't want to be with you. But you know what? You decided that you want to show yourself and be who you are, and we, I mean, things happen, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I'm going off into my own baby mama girl, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever the case may be, if you're two adults, you should be able to be cordial enough with each other just to be in your child's life, you know what I'm saying? You all took the time to make this child. So take the time. You don't have to be together to raise the child. You know what I'm saying? The child could get the love from the father and from the mother. You know what I'm saying? Equal love. You know what I'm saying? I mean, get the time and everything as long as you're cordial. You know what I'm saying? But the way I see it, women are the ones who always try to hold the child over the man's head. You know what I'm saying? I'm personally a man who took custody of my child, you know what I'm saying? And I never, ever talked anything negative, which I know I have plenty of negative things to say about my baby mama. But I don't, if I do that, I discuss it in my own time, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever say nothing negative to my daughter about her mother. And I never, ever, ever try to keep my daughter from her mother. I don't want her to go stay with her mother. But she could talk to her all day. She can see her whenever she wants to see her. No problem. You know what I'm saying? And I have no problem. I don't even ask for no money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand the problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand the problem. This is what men seem to be able to accept at times, with men that will take their children. But women seem to always have a problem with that. Women always want to make it rough. Like, if you had a stitch of love for me the time we were together, and yet, you know, then you know, and when you look in at the child's face and you see, you can see me, then you should have some sort of, I don't know, you're supposed to just sort of instruct for the child. Just do the right thing. That's you know, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
No doubt. Yo, if anybody who want to call in, the number is 646-378-1882. That's 646-378-1882. I mean, you know, come on, ladies, you might want to chime in and defend yourself, man. It's, you know, it's not,
please,
it's not
please, please
good
chime
also.
In and shed some light on the situation, please. You know what I'm saying? That would be
yeah.
nice. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? My story is not your story, and your story is not someone else's story. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's always a story. You know what I'm saying? And they don't make songs about this baby mama drama stuff and talk about this baby mama drama if it didn't exist. It exists very, very much so. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get down to the bottom of this. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot of lost souls running these streets, and that's our future, and our future needs a mom and a pop, for sure.
No doubt. It was kind of like we was building on last week, you know, in terms of just like the family structure. But it's like, yo, it seemed like it starts at the breakup. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when both parties is like, you know, oh well, you know, we can't see eye to eye anymore. And I think you should go your way, and I think you should go mine. But you know what the funny thing about that is? There's always one party that's not as truthful as the other. Somebody's still holding on to some emotion. Somebody's still holding on to the relationship. And, you know, it could be baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. It could swing either way. You know what I'm saying? But it seems to be a wealth of baby mama drama compared to baby daddy drama. Now, if there's something else different going on, please, somebody let me know. But, sure. You know, like when the breakup is not really finalized on the other person's side, then that's where the drama ensues. That's when I want to know how you move and I want to know where you at. Matter of fact, if you with my kid, if he or she with my kid, I don't want nobody else near my child. But, you know, oh, you can't see your child if you don't do this, if you don't do that. And if they think that's supposed to be baiting the person back to get together with them, it
doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, brother. You know what I'm saying? I can remember times when my baby mama, when my daughter still stayed with her. Now, mind you, she's living with the next dude with my daughter. And she always had a problem with my daughter being with when I'm around my girlfriend at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ladies, you gotta not to cut across, brother, but I must say, ladies, you gotta be cool with that card. When a man has a son, or especially a female child, and you chilling with the next dude or living with that's like bringing, you know, gasoline, a can of gasoline to hell. You asking for trouble.
That's the reason
why
I was saying a lot of dudes have to leave, because if you're not a strong person, that could break a man down. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, like I don't know what this dude is. I don't know if this dude's a pedophile or whatever with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's living there. I know he ain't trying to run up in her room at night, or, you know. How do I know this? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, as a man, and a man with a female daughter, with a daughter, is like, there's no way I'm letting anybody violate my daughter. She could be damn near, she could be a grown woman, and she's not getting violated. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn who it is. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm supposed to accept the mother living with a dude that I don't know, but you're gonna get mad at me for having my daughter for an hour or two around my girlfriend? Really? But I'm supposed to deal with my daughter around some random dude that I don't know. I'm supposed to deal with that. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean,
people catch cases.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, having some, you know, baby mama drama myself, man. It's like, you know, I remember one day where I was going to go pick up my daughter. This is years ago, and you know, sometimes you do have that parent, whether it be mama or dad, that will turn around and try to, like, push the next person on the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, they won't officially say, like, oh, this is your daddy, this is your new daddy, or this is your new mommy. But, you know, they'll kind of, like, push the person in front of the kid and you know, have the kid getting all cozy and stuff with that person. And to me, that's kind of dangerous because, you know, some dudes don't always make their intentions known up front. So they may want to deal with it. They may not want to deal with it. But they ain't going to tell you. You know, they ain't going to tell you. But I was going to pick up my daughter, and she kind of broke my heart when she said, oh, I want to stay with such and such. And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was being replaced.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's like that. And, you know, the moms, they have no problem with it at all. And I was like, so you just co-signing it. I was like, wow, this is not cool, man. Like, how long am I going to have to deal with this? But you're right, because under any other circumstance, like another type of dude could have spazzed out and got the snuffing.
Yeah, for sure. So the best thing for him to do is to leave the whole situation, because he's not strong enough to stand there and deal with it. Because he, you know, I mean, how much can a man take? You know what I'm saying? If he's not strong already dealing with this type of stuff, then, you know, what do you want? You want him to catch a case? You want him to be a homicide? You know what I'm saying? Nah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's hard. It's hard. I know a lot of dudes that are strong out here in the streets, but when it comes down to certain things like that, they don't have it like that. You know what I'm saying? They just got the killer instinct. They ready to go out and body somebody. They're trying to murder. You know what I'm saying? When you messing with someone's child, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem.
Yeah.
You got a problem. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it really doesn't make any sense. We gotta turn this around. You know what I'm saying? You really got to turn this around. You know, I mean, everybody is not meant for everybody, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be cordial to one another just to raise this child. You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, we really should have thought about it beforehand, but obviously it doesn't happen that way all the time. But, you know, this is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the honeymoon phase. There's always the honeymoon. Sometimes it's a short one. Sometimes it's a long one.
The courting phase, you know what I'm saying?
Everything's nice, you know, new sex and all that good stuff. And then when it comes down to the nitty gritty and it comes down to real life stuff, you know, like kids, bills, and all that stuff, that's when things get rough. You know what I'm saying? Got to be able to weather the storm, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's one of the problems. Like, it seems like back in the days, you know, our parents, like, they weathered the storms more than what we weather now. You know, it's like they actually stuck it out, you know, just to raise the kids. You know, you got some moms that stick around and cheating, you know, husband or whatever, you know, just to make sure the family stays together. And sometimes, you know, on rare cases, you got vice versa. You got dudes sticking around for you know, with cheating spouses. You know, but they trying to make it work for the sake of the kids. Because what do we show the kids if we ain't tackling our own problems? What are we showing the kids? If we ain't trying to hold together on our own, what are we showing the kids? We ain't showing them much or nothing. And, you know, saying all of this is going to be a cycle that's going to start over again. Over again, like, yo, baby mama drama. I mean, it's probably a class that they need to give in college or something like that, because it's a real serious, you know, epidemic.
It's real.
It's epidemic. You know what I'm saying? It's happening all over the place. There's not too many dudes that I know right now that don't have a baby mama. And if they do have a baby mama, they don't have the baby mama drama. Everybody I know that actually that has a baby mama. They might have a woman now, a wife now, whatever, but they have a baby mama. There's drama somewhere. Believe that.
Yeah, and you know, I want to give a shout out to the women who actually ride out the storm with these dudes, because you got women out there that get to the situation with the next dude, and he, you know, next thing you know, his baby mama starts flipping, and she ride it out. You know, definitely want to give a shout out to those women, you know, who maintain the strength, and you know, in my experience, become the backbone, you know, of the situation, because you can't stress it enough. You know, it's easy to just go 0 to 60 and catch that charge, and next thing you know, it's not benefiting you or the child. It's not benefiting anybody. And you know, I just find it crazy. Like I said, if you're gonna split, you know, split on a good note. Just remember that there's a child involved. You know, I mean, but it's like the court system. It's like they dangle that meat in your face. They tell me, oh, well, y'all can get money. You know, y'all can get, you know, 17%. Y'all can get this and y'all can get that. And like I said, I'm not one to say that you shouldn't take care of your kid monetarily. Nah, I'm not going to say that. But my experience with the system is like they're more, they can care less about you sitting back eating a cold can of soup. As long as that, you know, as long as is that child support money is getting garnished from your check. As long as you paying that money, they can care less about your situation. And I don't understand how they can do that. Like, there's no balance. You know what I'm saying? Because in a lot of cases, where's that money really going? Is it really going for the kid, or is it really child support, or is it mama support?
Exactly. The thing I used to hate when my daughter was with her mom was her calling me, her so-called man in the background, saying little slick stuff, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. And she used to say, when you giving me my money? That used to kill me. It used to just hurt me every time. Your money. That's funny. When are you giving me my money? When are you coming over here and giving me my money? Like, really? Like, really? That's what it is? It's your money? Or it's my child's money? And basically, that's what it is. It was her money. Because my child still came to me with them same old dirty sneakers. There wasn't no clean sneakers until I went and bought them. You know what I'm saying? They still came. I still had to do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? I still had to do what I had to do, but still I had to give her money, allegedly. It was her money that she was taking and doing whatever she was doing with it, and my child was still being without.
And those are
the ratchet.
You know,
I don't even use these young people words, but that's
ratchet.
What it is. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't even use these type of words, but I assume that's what it means.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, those are the chicks that make it bad.
Yeah,
for the mother mothers.
For the strong black woman or strong women in general who, you know,
can really use the money.
Like, that really just want their child's father to be in their life. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women like that, I'm sure. There's a lot of women like that don't really want the trauma. They just want to do the right thing by their child. Because there's a lot of dudes that might pay child support that don't want to be involved. You know what I'm saying? Which is wrong as well. And there's people, there's kids, there's dudes that want to be involved that don't want to pay child support. And there's dudes that want to do both. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's hard when you got somebody in your ear talking very slick to you, talking about my money, this, that, and the other, when you know damn well that this chick is just robbing me blind, and my child's not even reaping the benefits of it. Like, if my child's reaping the benefits of it, then at least I could say, well, all right, at least they get theirs. But if I'm paying money And my baby mama is out there going on trips, you know, buying certain things that they shouldn't be buying, and my child is sitting there coming through with the same old raggedy clothes, high water jeans, and you know what I'm saying, short sleeve shirts in the winter. You know what I'm saying? How am I supposed to feel about the money that I'm shelling out, knowing that it's not getting to my child? Truthfully, you know what I'm saying?
Well, technically, the system is saying, like, we don't care how you feel. Just, you know what I'm saying, show us the money. Just show us the money. Because, I mean, yo, you got women out there that are getting $50-something a month. You got women out there that's getting, like maybe $100 a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not getting, you know what I'm saying, a substantial or good amount of money to be able to facilitate and take care of the child. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you know, homeboy living, you know, on some Robin Leach type stuff, you know, living mm-hmm. ghetto fab. But who, like I said, at the end of the day, who's it really hurting? You know, and you got mothers out there that just make do. They make do with what they got, and they just keep it moving. But see, then that builds that attitude. That's where that attitude comes from. And you know, a good woman, you're gonna have a good woman go from good to bad within seconds and ruin it for everybody. What you doing? You see, this is Real Talk Radio. What you doing to my God children, man?
Oh my God. Yeah. My babies.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's crazy, man. That's why I'm like, and you know, I just find it interesting, like, you know, no. Now, I'll bring up a topic like this, and you know, push it out there. Like I said, I know there's no women calling in to defend, you know, other women or defend the situation or whatever. You know, no type of comunicado at all. But, you know, let it be a show about man bashing or something like that. Switchboard probably light up like Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. But, you know, it's all good. It is what it is.
For sure.
But, yeah, man, but 17%, you know, I mean, I remember years ago, it was supposedly to be like 70% of like your annual income. Now, all of a sudden, they want to do 17% of your growth. It's like they're getting more and more greedy now.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, the system, the child support system ain't built off of the deadbeats. It's built off of the working men. The man that's actually out there trying to do the right thing. First thing they want to do is just rape that person for all they can get to try, like, make some example out of them. Mm-hmm. The other deadbeat dads, all that's going to do is make the deadbeat dads even run faster.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to make sure they hide longer. Because, yeah. I mean, yo, I pay child support. I don't even want to get into that. I don't even want to get into it. And, you know, sad part is you walk into these courtrooms and they look at you like everybody's the same. Every dude's a deadbeat. You can have on a shirt and tie. You can have on some baggy jeans, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? You're a deadbeat.
For sure.
And there's some baby mama who's still angry, and all they want to do is just, well, yeah, I'm going to get this dude. I'm going to hit him in the pocket. Like, for real? So what happens after you hit him in the pocket, and that ain't enough. So where's the next place you're going to hit him? You start sending these little crazy text messages and phone calls to his phone or his girlfriend's phone, or you should, you know, when he comes to pick up the kid, first thing you want to do is start saying all types of junk, trying to draw him into an argument. Like, you know, somebody needs to grow up here. Somebody really needs to grow up.
Yeah.
But I can't really speak for baby daddy drama because I don't do that. It's not worth it. Too much going on in life to be going back and forth about BS. But like I said, man, I don't know the reason for it. I'm a reason for it at all. But
yeah,
it's gonna be what it is. You know what I'm saying? That it's gonna be something that's just not gonna stop.
Baby mama.
How is you?
It's not gonna stop at all. Like you said, there's a lot of kids out there that's that gotta suffer because of the baby mama drama.
For sure, man. Look, it's rough out there. It's rough out there for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's just craziness, man.
I mean, yeah, it is, and it's obviously it's not going to stop because I love it when chicks try to, you know, some chick women out there try to justify, you know, their reasoning for doing what they do. They try to justify, like, you know, if you listen, if you know you got a cheater and you had a baby with him, listen, you asked for it, you got it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Don't blame nobody else but yourself. If you know homeboy was married or sleep with somebody else, listen, and you still have, you know, you didn't take the proper precautions and now you prego, yo, that's on you. Don't go around getting mad at him because he's not, you know, oh, I'm having your baby. Oh, I mean, that's nice. I mean, you know, I'll help you out, but I'm not leaving my wife or I'm not leaving my girl. And, you know, it's too many times we've heard that, oh, well, even some of us have said, I'm not leaving my wife or I'm not leaving my girl.
Mm-hmm.
But yet some of them is just like, oh, well, you know, I bet you if I have this baby, he's going to leave. It ain't the case.
That goes back to, you know, the woman, you know, that side piece thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go on another topic, but, you know, the side piece try to say that they want, you know, they say that they are right with being side piece, but they always want to be the number one slot. And they just setting themselves up with the foolishness. But that's not, that could be another topic for another night, but another show. But,
well, you know, the appetizer ain't never going to beat the main meal. You know, the appetizer ain't gonna never be the meal, but some of them try, and I think that's where a lot of the drama starts from, or it comes from those little side pieces who want more, who's looking to get more, and they can't. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, homeboy, like, yo, I'm not leaving X, Y, and Z. Then yo, you should respect that and keep it moving, but. Do a lot of us do? No, we don't. You know, I mean, you got some dudes that kind of tag along with that as well. And, you know, they do it on the reverse. And it's, you know, I heard dudes before say, oh, she have my baby. Like, dude, she got a man. How you know that's your kid? Nah, I know it's my kid. Like, yo, man, stop playing yourself. How you know that's your kid? I know it's my kid. And see, all of a sudden, right there, he got that twinkle in his eyes, like, ah, mm-hmm. They go to baby daddy drama. Like,
trying,
you know, don't
play. Trying to get more rich. Trying to get more rich.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no. Yeah, next thing you know, you're sitting on Maury Povich. Like, you are not the father. He's flipping over chairs.
This baby mama drama, this your baby, this is your baby, that's your baby stuff, man. Put Maury on the map for extra 10 years longer than he's supposed to have been. You know what I'm saying? His show should have been off the air a long time ago, probably in the 90s.
Well, nah, remember he started off. Oh, hold on. Oh, wow. We got a caller. 9659. Yes, 9659. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Caller, 9659. You're on the air.
What's the name of the show?
It's called The Menu.
Hello?
Yeah, what up? Your name is?
My name is Farron.
Oh, Farron. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to find your show on the internet. Go to google.com.
Oh. Oh, you got it. Www.blogtalkradio.com.
blogtalkradio.com. What's the name of the show?
Yes, / the menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL.
Mind Your Mental?
Yeah, Mind Your Mental.
Oh, mind, like the word monumental?
Nah, mind, like mind your mental.
Mind Your Mental.
Yeah.
Mind Your Mental.
Yo, what's up, Ron?
Hold on, the browser. My wife is like real slow with this right now.
It's all good.
You got something to put to this baby mama drama situation, brother?
Say it again. I said,
you chiming in, you got something. The topic tonight is baby
mind,
mama drama.
We're trying to log into the show. Mind, M-I-N-D, your mental. We're trying to log into the others. Yeah, click on that. Hello?
Yeah. What's good? What's up, brother?
I just walked in the house. I was told to log on, so I didn't really catch what y'all were talking about.
Oh, it's a nice topic, baby mama drama.
What's the nice
topic?
Baby mama drama. What is it again? Say it again.
It's baby mama drama.
Oh, baby mama drama.
Yeah.
Where's Roland at? Roland, where you at? You online?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Now I'm on the website now, and I'm actually looking at what's going on now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And well, I see. Okay.
If you have anything, let me know. And chime in about, you know what I'm saying, be my guest, brother, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know, maybe not you, but I know you have brothers that are going through this. We all have somebody, whether it's friends, family, or whatever, that's dealing with this right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe good, maybe bad. But
baby mama drama.
All trouble.
Yeah, that is true. I see, I was on a website, I see my boy Mental Supreme. That's what's up. Yo, so what kind of baby mama drama y'all talking about?
Whatever type of baby mama drama you want to talk about. We can all talk about it together, brother. I got mine, he got his. I don't know if you
got
yours.
But
you don't have yours. I'm sure you know somebody who does. I'm sure you got a story or two, you know what I'm saying? Talk about that.
That's funny. I'm just calling in to show support. I'm saying I don't have no kids, but
we'll take that too.
You know, baby mama drama is definitely a universal topic. You know,
sure.
It doesn't just affect people with children. Because when you talk
about
baby mama,
we're not trying to bash the women, but we do want women to chime in that are dealing with men or whatever to just get their outlook on the situation. You know what I'm saying? You know, we want women to put in our heads, shine some light on the situation for us to let us understand what they're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they're not. I'm noticing at this point they're not. You know, and you know what? Maybe they're listening, maybe they're not. But the whole thing is the fact of, like, you know, you try to communicate. You know, this just kind of goes back to relationship basics. You try to communicate. There's always, like, a malfunction somewhere when you try to communicate with some women out here. And it's like you want to talk to them about apples, but the first thing they want to talk about, well, I want apple juice. And I'm like, nah, let's talk about the apple first. Like, no, I want apple juice. So, you know, you can't get juice without the apple, I mean, what's the deal with it? So
sure.
we need to talk, but I see we got another caller coming up.
But there is a caller 40, in queue.
4330.
Otherwise,
on the
please
air.
Hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Yeah, 9659.
You
Veronica.
Are now in the
queue.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, back up.
You got to step away from your computer. Turn the volume down.
All right, I'm calling in for the ladies, the female perspective, because I noticed nobody's calling in.
Yeah, 43, 30.
Hello?
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 Wait, you got to back away, back. You got to turn the volume down.
Turn it
down.
On
your computer.
Hold on.
Welcome back to the studio. All right,
turn it off.
Oh, still got it.
Hello?
We got this on. Oh, wait a minute.
I think I found out what's going on.
Muted. Hello?
Yeah.
I hope she calls back. I want to hear
yeah.
her perspective. Did she say her name or anything? Or?
Nah, I ain't here yet. Your man Ferron still there?
Ferron, you still there? No, I guess he's not.
Nah, he's not there. But, yeah. She called back. Definitely need a, you know.
Yeah. She seems like she has
a lot of woman
to
weigh in.
That's what we need. I need something right now. I need a woman's perspective on this, because if not, I'm just gonna keep thinking what I'm thinking. Believing what I'm believing.
All right, 29:14. Let's go.
All right.
Call it 29:14. You're on the air. What's up? Hello. Yeah, hello. 29:14. You on the air? What's up?
Oh, I'm on the air. 29:14. That's what's up. She seemed like she couldn't get through because she probably the reason why we got this topic going down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think I recognize that.
Right. Whoa, it's come. Hold on.
First, I want to congratulate y'all brothers on this show because I'm really feeling the topics right now.
No doubt. Well, hold on. 43:30. You with us?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. A whole lot better. Well, hold on, 43. Hold on, miss. 29:14. Your name is?
It's Mo.
It's Mo Money.
What's up, brother? What's going on?
That's one of the things that we need to chime in right there.
You know how to chime in on this one.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's get to the lady.
Yeah, what's your name? Lisa.
Who?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, what's good? What's poppin'?
Nothing.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, please, represent for the ladies that are not.
Because where the ladies? No one's calling, no one. And my whole thing, baby mama drama, it takes two. It's not just one. So.
Absolutely right.
Well, the men were talking. You got the floor now.
Sure.
No, but please. I mean, you know, I can only speak from my experience. I didn't bring the drama until I had to take care of my business.
Okay.
You know, I gave you the opportunity to take care of your child. You felt you wanted to give me what you wanted to give me, and I always worked. I never looked independent on no man for nothing. I handled mine when you met me, and why we have a kid now, you feel like you want to just give me what you feel like and when you feel like it, and I'm the primary caretaker. You know, I did it because it was like, no, I'm not going to do this by myself. You know,
okay.
They chose to take their own stance on this whole being a parent or whatever, and I'm still taking care and doing what I have to do as a single parent. So there's no drama on my end.
Am I getting to spend time with the kid?
Yeah, and in my case, they chose not to because once they got attacked, they took it out on their kids. They don't want to be bothered.
It became
I guess
a financial burden to them.
Yeah, yeah. But you thought, what did you think it was? And these weren't just relationships, was like, I didn't know you. You know, this was relationships, 6 years. You know, we in it, out it. You know, we having our ups and downs. We a couple. Why now you have a child? This is your first child. You know, and for me, once I had my first kid, I saw things a whole lot different. You know, we have a child now. There's no time for playing. The things that I put up with when I was single, when I had a child, you still doing this? All right, fine. I matured. I handle my business.
Was it planned ahead of time?
No, it wasn't. Mm-mm. I don't think white people plan to have kids. Black people, you know, hey, you get comfortable. You've been together for a long time. Things happen, you know. We don't sit there like, oh, we're going to have a child in the next 2.5 years. No. It just happens. It just happens.
You have to be ready.
Yeah, you know, and I felt I was ready. You know, I didn't know what was coming. You know, my first child, of course, I was scared and nervous, but I don't know. It's something different for the man than it is for the woman. If we're not mature, we're going to get mature once we have a kid. So, and I'm just mad at the fact that men just feel women are trying to come at their pockets. It's not about your money.
No, women always tend to get
to the money when a man don't give a damn. That's how they try to get at it, you know. But I know guys such as yourself that are involved in a kid's life. So I don't understand why you're trying to take me. It's not even about the money, because if you were spending time taking them and being an active parent, it's not about the money. You take care of this end and I take care of that end, and we do what we got to do.
But see, the problem is, you know what I mean, the woman is the middleman involved, and that's the system. And then once the system comes in, the way it starts affecting the man, now it's a whole different ballgame, because the woman doesn't feel that.
No, I disagree. You know why? Because the first time I had to go to court, and I got this white mediator, Jewish judge, or whoever, sitting there going through my financial W, whatever
yeah,
I filed for income taxes,
and
hating, because it made me mad. It made me mad, because I shouldn't have to be going through this for him to take care of his child.
It is. And that's what happens to most men that go through that, you know, and it affects them in a way where they don't know how to, you know, go about it, and the women don't really understand that. Most of them don't. You do. You seem like you understand that.
Yeah, it's demeaning. You know, I got
29-14, you there?
We didn't. I don't think we logged into the right show.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Lisa. Nah, I saw 29-14 up here. I didn't hear him say anything.
Thing,
I just wanted to make sure he had a place to
My thing I called in, because going forward, I feel that there needs to be some sort of like early prevention set up for young people to understand what this baby mama drama leads to and how it starts.
Nah, there ain't no money in that for the city or the city state.
I know there's no money in that, because this is all for the system is manipulating all of us to feel like this is the way to go to get people to take care of their kids. And it's not.
Like I said, it just boils down to communication.
I mean,
that's
true.
But it's also the attitude of some men. When they have a kid and the girl don't work out, it's to F you, and they keep it walking. They keep it moving. They still think they want to live, buy their sneakers, drive their fly cars, or whatever the case may be. It's about being responsible. Flip your 17%. If you're taking care of your business, I don't need your 17% because I'm taking care of myself. You know what I'm saying? I met you doing. Why would now I'm living off your child support cannot take care of me. And that's what a lot of guys need to remember. Child support cannot take care of the whole entire household. It helps. And depending if the dude got money, fine, yeah. They may be getting as much as some people make a week, but when you come down to it, you can't strictly live off of that. But I guess it's just the fact seeing that money taking out your check week after week after week after week, it make you mad, I guess. So.
Well, I mean,
it would make the woman mad too if it was worked. If the system worked it the other way around, it'd be women killing men all over the place, because y'all would never be able to handle it.
But there's some women that are deadbeat too, that the man has custody and the woman don't pay any type
my
of child support,
got,
and they
that,
should.
That,
my
man got custody and he still
and
pays
I'm not
child.
Even asking for nothing.
He had a white lady.
I get flack all day from my own wife because I'm not asking for nothing. I should be. Because you know what, when she had her, she always called me up, telling me where's my money. like your money. I thought this was my child's money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
And this is the type of stuff that deters men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
like,
it's, like any, it's like any job. Once you start getting
like,
it or any
that,
money.
That dude in the background telling her to tell me that I'm not giving her enough money for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatever the situation may be. You know what I'm saying? And here I am over here not asking her for anything. Had my daughter for 10 years.
Wow.
Not asking for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's what the situation is. It's like that's the reason why we wanted women to chime in. Let me know what's going on. I mean, that's just my situation.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up. And I definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, give you love on what you're talking about. Because, I mean, I wish most women were like you, because it'd be a lot simpler for a man to deal with the situation. But, you know, like my brother B said earlier, you know what I'm saying, it takes a lot of strength. It takes a, you know, and like, my boy Big Ro right there, I didn't even know he was actually running the show. You know, I call in and I recognize his voice. And that's a brother that know, you know what I mean, what it's like to be in a situation where the woman ain't holding up her part, like a woman like you were, Lisa. And I give you that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I do that too. Not for respect, too.
No, no doubt. No doubt. Big Lee's been holding down boys for a minute, you know, hours.
Just
you
like
know,
there's got
to
be a lot more real
men
out there, there's got to be a lot more real women out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men ain't doing what they're supposed to do, but a lot of women ain't doing what they're supposed to do as well.
That's true, and it goes on both sides. And that's why I was just like, I noticed the women ain't calling. I don't know if they just, they may take it personally. They may be offended. They may feel like, you know, they're going to get wrapped up in it, but it is what it is.
This is for sure. My man's doing this show for women to get it out there, for everybody to get their point across. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own thing going on. So it's just like, let me hear your point of view. What you're telling us makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense to me. So I can relate to what you're saying. If another woman comes in and tells me, I can relate to that, and I can see different aspects of it. Just like when I say what I say, you probably can relate to who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get it out and open. That's how we have our understanding.
Conversation
better.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got some people that they just don't care. You know, and that's the problem. You got, like, one thing that kind of pisses me off with the amount of child support that I pay, there's women out there that ain't even getting a third of that. And I'm like, how is this possible? Sometimes that's the thing. Sometimes they can. And the whole thing is, it's like, yo, you may have one judge that, you know, leans toward being a little fair, and you may have one judge that's on some harsh stuff. And
that's
all right, I get all that. I get all that. But
like,
at the same time,
how can it be under their discretion? It's like whatever that judge is. And that's what's crazy, because dudes go to court banking on what judge they going to get. Dudes is coming out like, yo, that white mother. And they're like, oh, I hope I don't get that judge. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a disturbing moment when you're in there waiting for that time. And it's sad because, yo, 70% of the men out there can't find jobs to pay that child support. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what, they still got to pay, right? They still got to pay at least $25.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you ain't got a job, what you going to get $25 from?
Exactly. And that's how it snowballs out of control, because they're out there struggling trying to see their kid and they can't get a job at the same time. So they're getting pressure, and then it becomes a hard thing to deal with all around. So then they start, you know what I mean, going on to things where they start getting arrested and it goes a whole other direction.
Oh, yeah, they'll lock you up, dude.
I want to change the subjects. I'm getting ready to go, fellas. I'm appreciating the moment, but I just want to say I hate the phrase baby mama drama. I've been in this game for a long time. I always refer to my son's mom as my son's mom. But peace and love, man, and let's help the young ones, because it's getting worse.
No doubt, brother. Thank you for chiming in.
All right, peace, y'all.
All right, good night.
Good night.
I mean, you know, Lise, you know, thank you for, you know,
you're welcome.
I mean, my thing is, how do we fix this? How do we
it all
go
starts
about
from,
bringing
to be
change?
Honest, it all starts from the beginning of your relationship. That's where it all starts from. The woman you're dealing with, the man you're dealing with, and you got to know when stuff go bad, you're going to be able to sit at the table like adults and be parents and communicate
and
still be a unit. without, you know, necessarily being together.
I thought I had that. And then one day, it's like, yo, just went haywire.
But it all comes with happiness. If a person is not happy within themselves and their situation, they will then turn into other things to make that person's life live in hell, because that person is happy. Because you're not supposed to be happy when other person's not happy. You know what I'm saying? If you see somebody gaining and progressing in life, you're going to try to take them down. They know what your Achilles heels is, and they're going to use it against you. And that's what that's all about.
And that
the other relationship may have not gone the way they wanted to. Hey, now I got two situations I'm looking at. That person seems like they're doing just fine. How about let me try to bring a dark cloud over them?
But what does that do for the kids?
They're not thinking about the child. They're not thinking. It's all about them. This is what I'm saying. A lot of this baby mama drama stems from the woman and how she feels about herself and her life and what she's doing. If she's happy in a new relationship, things are going fine, you're not going to catch grief. But if she out dealing with broken relationships and she unhappy, trust me, she going to go and see what she could do to raise hell and havoc in somebody else's life. And that's what it's all about. Or you got your friends talking in your ears, telling you, well, you ain't getting child support, you need to go get that dude. He make all that money, blah, blah, blah. Because misery love company. Hens cluck in a pack. So, you know, if they never did it before, all of a sudden you see all this movement, somebody's talking in their ear. So.
That's for sure. I totally
agree. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody who's talking who don't even really know what's going on.
They just want to see what mayhem and havoc that can unfold from it. They're bored. But all I say, the person that is unrolling the events, they need to be prepared for what happens, because regardless of what you think, your kids see everything. Because I know as a kid, my parents got divorced and that back and forth and the child support. I knew my father didn't pay child support. He didn't have no money, blah, blah, blah. I knew all that stuff at a certain age, and it always stuck in the back of my head. But when you become an adult and you see things, you just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Your kids hear and see everything that you do. So, and you got to answer to it at some point.
Yeah, when they get older,
they don't stay small forever. Exactly. They don't stay small forever. So.
Yes.
They
see. But it's like, you know, the sad part is sometimes the child is forced to choose.
Yeah,
and they shouldn't have to make a choice. But sometimes they're forced to choose, especially if you got one parent who's saying something slick in the kid's ear about the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, you know, you go to court and the judge want to say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Listen, they're going to do what they, you know, parents, they're going to do what they want to do anyway, because at the end of the day, you know, I have to be on top. I got to make sure my kid loves me more than the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't even make no sense, because everybody came into this situation. Y'all came into this together.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you know, now it's Blissville, so everybody want to be angry and, you know,
mm-hmm.
have this animosity and, you know, no, you can't do this. Or, no, you can't. I mean, it just really needs to stop. And the saddest part about it is, while we going through the drama, the system is capitalizing off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And like Mo said, they need to do some type of intervention, but the intervention ain't going to bring about dollars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the treatment, never the cure.
But, it sounds great, intervention, I get it, but in reality is it won't happen. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you know, try to, with the youngins, if you get them in your grasp, talk to them, you know, women, school of girls on themselves and their relationships, on who they build and with guys they meet, and vice versa. I got two boys. So, you know, hey, look for somebody that is not trying to come up off of you, okay, or trying to bring you down. That's going to build with you and try to elevate you. Don't find no little bird or anything, that's because you won't get far in life.
Yeah, but
that's
all
right, I can
so what about the women? Them. What about the women? You got some women out there who's, you know, you got these dudes talking the slickness, and they know these dudes is talking slick, but they keep going for it. Like you know that's a greasy ass cheeseburger, and you know it ain't no good for your arteries. But it's like, damn, I gotta have it. And then you have it, and the next thing you know,
you're
taking all types of the garlic pills and cholesterol. I don't know.
I don't know. Because, I mean, not to go off topic, I was having a conversation with somebody, and they said how Steve Harvey capitalized off of this whole relationship situation. And as much as he made those two books, he still got a strawberry letter that come in every day on his show. So what does that tell you? As much as it's out there and you're trying to give people steps to not create the same nonsense, the cycle continues because this is what they do.
For sure.
Some people like it. They love it. Or is loneliness, is low self-esteem. They don't know any better. I don't know. Some people don't learn. They like it.
Listen, I think it goes back to, like, years ago when they used to have General Hospital and all these daytime dramas on. With all this, like, yo, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody used to be like, oh, my God, like, I got to watch my soaps. My mom used to be like, yo, General Hospital here ain't come on. Or Days of Our Lives, I gotta hurry up and get home. Yo, and you watch this drama. And then I think some people really try to apply this drama to their own life. Like, they're trying to be that Erica Kane, or they trying to be somebody. It's like, yo, that's just a character.
TV. That's TV. Yeah. It ain't real life.
You know?
Real life.
And I'm like, yo, that's not real. Because if you notice, you ain't never seen nobody broke up in them shows.
Or if they did, they went on to the next relationship real quick.
Yeah, true. But you ain't never seen no. All them people have fancy houses. Like, you know what I'm saying? They were taking vacations to places that I can't even spell right. So, but you know, us, you know, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people out there trying to live that fantasy that ain't even real. And it's like, you know, and they trickle that down to their kids.
Yeah,
and you got some mothers as well as some fathers out there telling their kids, "Oh, you gonna do this? You gonna get this and get that?" And me and your mother and da 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 da, and they think that's how this is supposed to be. Oh well, yeah, my mom and dad arguing a lot, so this is what it is. Or you know, yeah, my mom is collecting money off of dad. That's how it's supposed to be. Because you got some women out there that are teaching their girls that, like, yo, you gotta get this money. You got to get
You're
this
right.
money. I mean, yo, this child support game is serious. Like, I think that's like the new pimp game for women. Like, women is out there. You know, I'm not knocking anybody hustle, but, yo, listen, if you're going to do it right. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out there and just try to hustle, you know, for no reason. I mean,
there's enough dudes out there that deserve to get what they, you know what I'm saying, deserve to get that type of situation to them. You know what I'm saying? But there's a whole lot of dudes out there that's trying to do the right thing, but they're just dealing with a woman who just wants to break them down to nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you allegedly cared for me enough to have my child, and I'm trying to do the best that I can. You know what I'm saying? But why are you trying to just dead my life? You know what I'm saying? You everything. You know what I'm saying? I have a homeboy right now who took care of his kid. I know he took care. He was paying child support to his kid. It was, you know, paying child support to his daughter's mother, and she ended up, you know, it didn't work out or whatever. She ended up getting with another female or whatever, moving away, and then they had their issues, and she went to court and said that he never took care of his daughter for 16 years. Boom, hit him with like $25,000 in arrears. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, like I said, it gets crazy.
That's crazy.
It gets crazy. It's not, like I said, we're not defending every man, because there's a lot of, like I said, I know just as many dudes that ain't doing the right thing as I do know they are doing the right thing. But there are a lot of guys who's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, 9494, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey. I just wanted to just point out, you know, It works on both sides. We have some females that are just not doing what they're supposed to do, and we always have some males that's not doing what they're supposed to do.
That's for sure.
So I mean, I'm in a position where is that I'm going through it and I don't understand why. We ain't been together for almost close to 10 years. So why go back and we know that we just trying to do, well, at least I'm trying to do the best thing for her.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I mean, some of us strong females, we get a bad rap because of the other females. And then you got males out there that get the bad rap because of some of the other males.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And, you know, I just don't understand. That's the reason why we're doing this today, because we're trying to make, you know, like to make this, get it out there. You know what I'm saying? It goes both ways.
Absolutely.
Awareness. I mean, I see it like this. I don't condone that whole Debbie Dad thing. Like, listen, if you was man enough to make it, then you should be man enough, you know what I'm saying, to take care of your kid and be in your child's life. I mean, because I've heard numerous dudes say, what? If she take me to court, I'm quitting my job.
I'm saying to myself,
and I'm like, yo, I ain't quitting my job. Like, not for some child support. Like, crazy. Like, you stupid. Like, that's extreme.
I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I
mean? And when a man says that, he's only saying it because he wants to hurt the female. It has nothing to do with the child.
But wait a minute. Now, I will say this, because I hope, you know, at least you still live. I will say this. From my experience, your system is very discouraging. Very discouraging. Like, yo, there's sometimes I'm sitting in court. Like, yo, I remember when I went through it, and the judge said a big number, and I was like, whoa, made me feel like I just met my daughter. Like, I've been in my daughter's life since she popped out the oven. And I'm like, yo, when she said that number, yo, I think I ain't have no more testicles at that point. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Like, you serious? And baby mama on the other side just grinning, and I'm like,
grinning like a Cheshire cat, like, I got him.
Yeah, and I'm saying to myself, like, because I remember when you said that they actually looked through your paperwork. Yo, that judge ain't looked through nothing. I gave her something.
Really?
Yeah,
they don't look through nothing.
And she said, oh, I'll take this number, and they do their little formula, and the next thing you know, boom. She said, well, since you didn't do this, bang. I said, oh, my gosh.
And but it's based on, it's supposed to be 100%. Whoever makes more money, they pay a higher percentage, and whatever the case may be. So you ain't supposed to be paying 92, and she paying 5%.
But now they factor in overtime. And
but
see,
you got
overtime may not be guaranteed. And I told the judge
true.
That. But they still turn around and be like, ah, shut up. And it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Like I said, she over there grinning. I'm over there. I was thinking, like, how should I reintroduce myself to my daughter? Because, like I said, I felt like the clock just started all over again.
Wow.
And like I said, I've been there since day one. But the system will make you feel like you are not supposed to be a father. Like, yeah, whatever, deadbeat. You're deadbeat until proven otherwise. And it's like that. And once again, it does take a strong man, because some dudes will go in that courtroom, they'll get there and be like, you know what, take the money. I don't want to see him or her no more ever again. When they get older, if they want to reach out to me, fine. But they'll just walk away. And you know what? That's the saddest part of it, because you have some women out there that will sit back and condone that. They will be like, I'm getting this money. I'm getting the money. I don't need to see him. But then at the same time, you got some dudes out there who will turn around and, drive around in their fancy cars, and they got the next woman or a few other chicks, but they don't want to take care of their kid. And I'm just like, how you do that? How you do that, but then at the same time, let your kid do something good, or you go pick your kid up. Oh, yeah, this is my kid. Don't be proud only. Don't be a proud on the weekends. Don't be proud on the weekends. Be proud every day.
All the time, yeah.
Well, it also depends on what course you're dealing with, because the course I'm dealing with, they don't look through nothing. They allow this man to to take time to bring. Now, when you first go to your initial, conference, everybody's supposed to bring in all your earnings and everything.
Yeah.
Well, he came in with his lawyer with nothing.
Wow.
They said, oh, I make $20 an hour. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, they were just what?
This happened in July. We just went to court last month, and they allowed this man, he brought in fake W-2s and pay stubs.
Wow.
We'll see. He said he was disabled
since February, but yet I got messages from, okay, when I get off work, I'm going to pick her up. I got messages. He's claiming he's been on disability since February of last year.
Well, because
and they let him bring in one disability check, and they based it off of that.
Wow.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, sometimes these lawyers, see, that's what a lot of people don't know. Sometimes some of these lawyers, they got the inside track.
When it comes down to the courts that they deal with.
Sometimes things get a little skirted. Sometimes they don't, but it never, that shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you got to bring in paperwork, he got to bring in paperwork.
Yeah, and the thing is, they kept delaying it, giving him time to, because he didn't,
mm-hmm.
My grandfather got 3 baby mamas. I'm number 1.
Okay.
He signed his rights away to number 2. Thinking that it would stop him from paying child support, but it doesn't. But told me that child died in a car accident.
Oh, my.
And she's not dead. And that's how I found the second mother. I never knew who any of these chicks were. That's how I found the second mother. So from that day on, since I met her 2 years ago, I call her my baby mom. Our daughters see each other all the time.
Mm.
But my daughter still sees the third daughter. She still sees her, but the second one doesn't see the third one.
Well, now that right there is something, that's a good thing. Because, see, despite whatever's going on between the kids are still, you know.
Yeah.
But they're all not seeing each other at the same time. It's either 1 and 2 or 1 and 3.
Yeah.
2 is not involved because of the situation he did with that mother, you know. So they can't be a part. He signed his rights away. That child is in therapy, and my child is in therapy too now.
And see, once again, this is like this. What happens to the kids throughout all this drama, throughout all this? Because first of all, we should never have to go to the court system to resolve.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, my maid's kid is not even getting the money because she's going to be taken care of. The little bit of money I do get sits in a whole separate account that's not even being touched. My main concern with my daughter is that she's seen her father assault me and seen her father assault the third one. He's with the third one now. They got married. My whole concern is I don't want her to think it's okay for a man to treat a woman like that.
Yeah.
That is my whole concern. Because that third one... my daughter seen him hit the girlfriend, and told my daughter to call the cops. But she stayed with him, so now my daughter's thinking it's okay for a man to hit 704, me.
704, you on the air?
Oh.
I'm sorry. We had another caller. Hello? 8704.
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
in terms of, that's the thing. Like, once again, what do we do to quell all this for the kids? Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be.
You want to do everything you can to make sure your child is safe and what's going on. See, my whole concern is I'm trying to work on, because you're trying to hurt me, you're really hurting her.
For sure.
That's where I get angry. I don't get angry. You can do whatever you want to me, but when it comes to her, especially her education, my daughter's so heavily involved. It's crazy, but he's not trying to even work around her schedule. He wants her to work around his. She plays chess. She's karate, soccer. She just got into an academic program, and it's like, and you want to start. He didn't even take her to the program. So what do I do then when the courts are forcing me to send her with him?
Well, then, you know what? You just have to document
you know, what he does and what he doesn't do. You know what I'm saying? See, you know what? I said it last week. It all goes down to accountability, because we just can't sit back on certain issues and watch certain things happen and think it's going to self-heal it on its own. It's not. I mean, we have to, like, you know, I remember back in the days, you know, remember how you said, oh, he's not going to play me, son, or the chick ain't going to play me. Yeah, we get too concerned with who's going to play who. The whole thing is, as we older and we're parents now, we can't be concerned about who's playing who or who's doing what to what, because the kids come first.
Throughout
the whole situation, they come first. And we got to, like you said earlier, we got to protect them. So the whole thing is, somewhere along the line, somebody got to bow and eat crow for the sake of the kid. Kids ain't stupid nowadays. I wonder if they're smarter than us now.
They
know what's going on. They definitely know what's going on. And the thing is, we have to conduct ourselves a whole lot better. Like,
yeah,
for real,
definitely.
If you know you got a problem baby daddy, then it's two things you can do. You can and there's women that do take this road. It's either A, you take them to court, you get what you need and you keep it moving, or B, you just say, you know what, forget it. I'll handle it on my own. And it seems like 80 to 90% of the women out there, single mothers, that just say, you know what, forget it. I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need him. I don't want them. But you know what? At the same time, you can't say that. You can't say you don't need this or you don't need that, because it's not about what you need. It's about what the kid needs. And he has to be held accountable.
But it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Thank you. Thanks for the words right out of my mouth. Thank you. It's frustrating.
Well, you
because
know
I know some women, they dealt with dudes that they really didn't like, what's the word, they didn't really have enough information on them.
No.
They were dealing with them blindly, and when it was time for situations, they couldn't find them. They didn't have socials. They didn't have nothing. And they had no other choice but to just take the loss on that.
Yep.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know, man, because it seemed like sometimes I wonder if this court system got their own little PIs running around. Because I remember one time I was in court, I saw a homeboy and one of them, he had leg shackles, arm shackles, and he had on one of those white striped and black striped suits. I said, yo, what's that all about? Like, homeboy going to jail, like, he got leg shackles? Like, wow, he must have been a serious runner. But you know, for family court and for child support? Like, no. So it can... Cats can be found. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, you leave a bowl of water, a milk out, they always gonna come to it.
But Byron, it's what you call it. You gotta have enough information on them. And some of these girls didn't have info. They don't know. You can go to somebody's address. They be like, they don't live here, and that's it. They gonna walk away.
Yep.
They're not gonna be sitting there watching them and staking them out.
But, yo, how do you get with somebody where you don't know his real name?
Yeah,
it happens. It happens all the time.
It shouldn't happen because that starts at home.
Yeah,
home.
Of course. But, listen, if you turn around and something happened and you go to the cops and they say, oh, well, what's his name? Oh, his name is Juju. Juju. What the hell are you talking about, Juju? Like,
Juju's in the system.
He's like, oh, my name is Juju B's. Like, come on. Like, you serious? So who's going to take you serious?
Yes, you think it's not for real. There are a lot of women that don't know the government name of the dude they messing with. Or a man will tell them what they want to tell them. And if you ain't see his license or his last place, his place Lee living, you out of luck.
But see, once again, accountability. You gotta put yourself in that situation. You got to know what's going on. You got to put yourself in the know. And there's a lot of people out there that are not putting themselves in the know, men and women alike. Like,
but what if you
I don't know. I don't know if it's true. Huh?
What if you are putting yourself in the know?
All right, now, if you are putting yourself in the know, because,
I mean,
happens.
I can only speak for myself.
Okay.
I can only speak for myself. Married 13 years, however... You know, baby daddy, and I hate to call him a baby daddy, but he's a baby daddy nonetheless.
Right.
He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. You go to the court, the courts don't want to do what they're supposed to do because of their status. However, then you got to turn around and take measures into your own hands, and then you still got to deal with still the baby daddy drama because there's drama that comes right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you don't know the person. You can know the person down to the size of drawers they wear, baby, they first name, last name, middle initial, social security card number. It don't matter what it is, whether you know the information or not know the information, that doesn't dictate who they're going to be. It's still baby daddy drama right along with it. So if you have a judge that just doesn't want to hear the case,
yeah,
or you have a man that just doesn't want to deal with the situation, it's just going to be drama no matter how you look at it. So that forces parents, mothers, or men, whomever,
yeah,
to go an extra step and go outside of the box to get what it is that they need to get done.
Right.
But it should never have to get to that point when you're dealing with their children as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true. And, you know, it's sad, but we already know the system is all about getting what it needs to get out of us. Because apparently, if the system knows that, oh, well, they ain't going to be able to agree, so they're going to come see us one way or another.
Right.
And we're going to get what we need to get, and that's that. Because the system don't care about what happened in your home.
That's the worst
part.
Care
about,
yeah.
especially if you don't
have a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the worst part. When there's a third party to get y'all to agree with something or try to agree with something. Like, come on now, you know, it's a shame.
Like, well, let me ask you this: what kind of man asks when you go to court? Because my brother's father, he took me to court for custody, but yet he wants me to pay for his lawyer's fee.
Well, that's the thing. To be honest with you, he ain't no man. Like I said, there's different classifications. I think I said it before. You got the sperm donors, you got the dudes, and, you know, you got guys, and then you got, like, real men. And that'll be another topic somewhere along the line because I am tired of women getting it confused. And I got to put it on y'all. There's a big difference between real men and there's a real difference between, you know, the guys and the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because you're a male doesn't make you
a man.
You know, there's a lot of real men out there doing what they're supposed to do, but some of them are either, you know, real men ain't in. Just like some women can say, oh, real women ain't in, because everybody want to mess with the opposite track. Oh, I want the bad boy. Or the chick be like, oh, yeah, dudes be like, yeah, I want that bad chick. And then turn around, what happens? Later on down the road, it's a situation. It's a collision course, a disaster. And then everybody's up in court saying this, that, but you wasn't saying that like 9 months ago or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is, once again, it really goes back to accountability, and you got to know who you're dealing with before you start dealing with them.
You're right.
That's for sure. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way that often.
Yeah, exactly. You get caught up in the lust and the whatever fantasies and the delusions.
I think all of that comes from when you know who you are. All of that comes from home. That's where it starts. I was raised I can remember it being in high school. I had a little boyfriend in high school. We were downtown, and we were walking down the street, and he said, you know what, walk on this side of the street. And I said, why? Because, you know, and I actually found out what it was. His father taught him that when you walk down the street with a woman, you always on the outside. You keep her on the inside.
I didn't even know that.
But if we don't even have men teaching our boys that,
it was an
expectation in my family that I had to go to college and graduate. It's an expectation. I was supposed to be married. I mean, well, that didn't happen, but, you know, a lot of this stuff comes from home and how you were raised. If you have a mother that wants to be your girlfriend all the time, how you think a child is going to come out? And that cycle continues and continues and continues.
Because, once again, like we saw about last week, it's the family structure. It's not what it used to be. There's a lot of broken homes out there, and the whole
thing. Think about lost souls, these little young cats running the streets now,
not knowing what the hell they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Just
nothing.
Just existing. Yeah. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember.
I think young boys don't even know to approach a woman. You don't yo her. Yo. You know, it's like, oh my God, somebody yo me one more time on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? A lot of these little boys is being, you know, a lot of these boys are being raised by women.
Women.
And the whole
they're
thing
being
is. You know,
women.
And the thing is this. And then you got some boys that are not being raised by women, they're just being raised by females. And the whole thing is they're telling them whatever, however, and some of them are just trying to make ends meet, so they ain't really got that time to put in.
When they're
able to put in that time, you know, it's you got to do, you know, you'll look at his mom like, well, what can I really get out of my mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom is my mom, but, you know, it takes a man to raise a male.
And you absolutely right. Like, my mother and father, they got a divorce when I was six. My brother's 6 years older than me. But my mother had positive role. My uncles, the godfathers, there was still always
something. You know, it's got to be somebody. But, yeah, we got about 4 minutes left. I think I'm going to wrap this up. Brother Big, Lisa, Kimberly, Alicia. Thank you for calling in, weighing in.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I think next week, you know, we're going to get down to a real, real serious topic. You know, something that, you know, we all need to stand up on. I don't know it yet, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
No doubt. But in the meantime, you know, once again, thank everybody for calling in. And hopefully... Thank you to all the listeners.
Very enlightening, been real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got some insight, and I hope everybody else that listen got some insight too. And to me, it's just all about communication, man. Like we gotta stop bumping heads. We gotta stop letting the system dictate what goes on in our home.
Yeah.
Like once we relinquish the power and allow them to come into our homes, then they'll do whatever they need to do and how they see fit. So we really can't get mad when the system says this or the system says that.
Because you brought them in.
The system out. Yeah, exactly. We keep them out, we good. You know, and that's just that. Maybe it'll be less baby daddies being deadbeats and, you know, it'll be less baby mama drama and, you know, so on and so forth.
You got to take it back to the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
People appreciated each other and loved each other and stuck together and worked it out.
Well, they don't make songs like that too much anymore. And when you make that time machine, let me know so I can get in there with you and go back.
I'm just trying to keep hope alive, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep hope alive, man. You know.
I hear you.
I'm looking at our future, man. You know what I'm saying? I want our future to be better than from what I see it's looking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no question.
For our
no question.
Kids, you know?
Yeah, because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
You know, but on that note, everybody have a good night.
You too.
Until next week, you know, God bless. Be safe. Peace.